Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove. They come out this Friday, and every Friday there's an all-new music happy hour going on. 10% off any purchase, and free beer from Four Hands Brewery. And of course, vinyl spinning and new records in store from Prince, Nina Simone, and much more. Hey, also, they have a lot of great live in stores on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, and this Saturday, July 23rd, live in store from the Langoliers and Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals. And then come out on Sunday, July 24th, Justin Johnson and Melinda Cooper live in-store performance. Both of those 2 to 4 p.m. So come out, grab some new music, check out some fine local music, check out the local music selection there on the shelves. And if you want to get any of your music in stores, please reach out and see how you can make that happen. Hey, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, musicrecordshop.com. This episode is sponsored by Game Trader 2 in St. Charles, Missouri. They wanted to tell you about Mo GameCon going on August 13th, and that'll be at Elks Lodge 330 in Afton, Missouri. Tickets will be $10 or $5 plus two canned goods. There will also be exclusive event t-shirts for sale, and vendors, special guests include Adam Korelick of YouTube and the Rocket Punch Radio and Video Game Show podcast, and many others. There's going to be one going on, and like I said, lots of great local vendors and competitions and all kinds of things. So if you're into gaming, come check it out. August 13th, 12 to 7 p.m. in Afton, Missouri. Visit mogamecon.com for more information and tickets. That's mogamecon.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Alan P. Williams. You're listening to Pock Raper Rock Paper Pod. Is it podcast?
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
And now, Things That I Had Thought Of with Alan P. Williams.
Give a man a fish, and he will eat for a day. Take a man to fish, and he will eat drugs for a day.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Charles, Missouri, hanging out in a Taco Bell with Alan P. Williams.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
I started the show with a lot of friends, get on here and try and help them out and things, but it quickly, spread out to where I was meeting people for the very first time on the microphone, a lot like today. So, you reached out and said you'd like to be involved, and I said, let's do this, and here we are.
That's true. All of that's true.
Hanging out in a Taco Bell.
Yep.
So,
accurate.
Thank you for being a part of the show, man.
No problem.
So, I guess we started talking through Facebook, mm-hmm. through, you know, I guess mutual friends. We had a lot of mutual friends in comedy and stuff, and I tend to add a lot of people just to keep track of everybody right. in town, what's going on, trying to catch a show and stuff. So,
right.
But when did you get involved with our St. Louis comedy scene?
Well, it's kind of weird because I think I wanted to back in like 2010, and I wasn't aware of any of the open mics except for Funny Bone. And I went up there like a handful of times, like three or four times. And then I kind of forgot about it because I never got up. And then I just kind of like forgot about it for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I literally just forgot I was trying to do that. And I was like, well, whatever. And then we were bored on like a Thursday night. And we're looking for something to do, and like we found Fitz's head comedy open mic, so we went up there and watched it, and John Venegoni was up there hosting, and he was like, I was just talking to him, and I was like, hey, this is pretty cool, because I also thought that was the only open mic besides Funny Bone at the time. I was like, oh, that's cool that you're doing an open mic, and then I was like, and then he was like, yeah, you want to try it? And I was like, I guess. And then he was like, all right, I'll sign you up for next week. And I was like, okay. And then I had to write jokes for, like, 1 week.
Right.
And I did pretty good for the first time. Nice. But that was back in, like, 2012, like, yeah. February.
So that was your first time, that was your first mic then, right?
Yeah,
so,
and then I just kind of did it consistently through, maybe, like, the beginning, like, a year later.
Yeah.
And then I kind of, like... and then I slowly like tapered off a while, and then I kind of like stopped going for like a year.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't know. I get bored of stuff. Like, I have a thing where I think things are really fun, and then I don't anymore.
Right.
It's kind of like it just kind of goes back and forth.
Sure.
Because I'm also into like music. I do music and stuff, but sometimes I get bored of that, and I don't do it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was listening to some of your stuff. What do you do other music? Because I've seen you mentioned that you're on Spotify.
I'm on Spotify.
Yeah, and I was listening to some of your stuff there. Your podcast theme songs.
Okay,
and,
yeah, and yeah. Stuff. I did theme songs for local podcasts. Sorry, Please Continue and Comedy Brain, and some that aren't around anymore. Well, Comedy Versus Everything. Which apparently is on just indefinite hiatus or something like that.
Right.
But I think I talked to Jeremy and he was like, I want to do it, I just don't have time, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's, but I've done that, and then I did one for one out of California, but they only did one more episode before they, after I gave them my theme song, they did one episode and then stopped doing their podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, anyone who needs a podcast theme song, hit me up because that's fun.
Sure.
To do.
So is that kind of the, I mean, is that, what do you like doing for music-wise, or do you do other stuff too? Or?
I kind of just like, well, as far as like, if I'm just making something to make something, it's usually just experimental, like, you know, just like almost non-music kind of just ambient stuff and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Like, I really like that.
Sure.
Or just irritating music is fun, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know. Just, I'm not really super into totally normal music.
Right.
You know, it's all right. Tom Petty's cool.
Yeah.
I got no problem with him.
Well, your comedy is a lot like that too. Like, it's like you do a lot of like just one liners.
Yeah, it's mostly just one liners. I don't know how to do long form stuff really. Like, I don't know, because I don't have any stories. I feel like I don't have any stories.
Right.
And so I can't do that thing where I'm like, hey, this one time this thing was really funny, because like I can't think of anything.
Sure.
It just seems like.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, there's all kinds of people like really doing well with that though. Like,
yeah.
You look at, you know, that's like perfect for Twitter and stuff. Like those guys that,
oh,
can,
yeah, yeah.
that can write a great joke on Twitter and become, you know, famous from that and stuff. And
yeah. And that's basically what I do. I'll like put something out, I'll think of something, you know, once every 3 months, and then I'll put it out on Twitter, and then I'll go, next time I'll go to an open mic, I'll just go, oh, I should probably do that. Joke that I already put out there.
Yeah,
that's how, that's right. My formula for doing it, I guess. But
so is like a guy like Mitch Hedberg or something like that. Is he?
Yeah, I like Hedberg. I actually don't know a lot of his stuff. Just like the stuff that people repeat all the time.
Sure.
Like back to you, like when they're talking about Hedberg. But I don't know. Like for that type of humor, I really like Dan Mintz. From Bob's Burgers. He does stand up and he does like very strange one liners.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. But I would say as far as like stand up comedy, it's more like Norm Macdonald.
Sure.
Neil Hamburger.
Yeah, I was quoting. You mentioned listening to the Scott James episode. I was quoting.
Yeah, you were talking about Norm. Dirty Work.
Yeah, Norm on there. Yeah, he's a funny guy, man. I've seen him live twice.
Yeah, I've seen him twice too.
Once at the Funny Bone and was not very good.
Right. I had one of those.
And then I saw him at Lumiere and it was alright. It was better, but still not great. But
I saw him in 08 at Funny Bone and it was really good. And then I saw him in 011 at the Funny Bone and it was like the worst show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was just, he didn't care. Because all these people were heckling him.
Right.
And, but they were, like, positive heckling him. Where they're just, well, I don't know if it's positive. It's just yelling out references to things he's done.
Yeah.
To which he didn't try to, he just let it go. And, like, sure. He just kind of stood around and just went, ah. Oops. Like, that's all he did the whole time.
I saw Brian Regan once at
that was
pageant.
Good. Probably good, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah, he's had that caliber too, where people just like yell out, like, you know, you too, and you know, whatever. It's like, so it's just like,
I'm sure Gaffigan gets a lot of Hot Pockets yelled at.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, I don't know. I would hate to be at that, you know, level or whatever.
Right.
I mean, like, yeah, it'd be cool at a point, but like, then it just gets annoying, and
right.
It's like, just, you know, I'll get to it. Just let me do my material, and that's what Regan kind of addressed it, like he basically told everybody to shut up, I'll get to it, like,
right.
You know, let me do my prepared material, and then I'll do some of their, like, greatest hit stuff at the end, and, for everybody, but, I don't know, it's just, like, it even happens at concerts, though, too, everybody will, like, I saw Bad Company the other night at, and people are, like, yelling out stuff, and it's, like, they know what the hits are. They're going to get to them.
Like, it's like one of the only bands where their most famous song is about them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no other bands like that. Right. Where, hey, Smashing Pumpkins with their famous song, Smashing Pumpkins,
yeah,
where
right.
They just say the name of their band over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty good idea, though. Pretty good.
It worked.
Yep.
Hey, you know? Hey, you know, don't, something. Phrase.
Yeah. That old phrase.
That old phrase, you know?
But yeah, man. So, are you originally from St.
Louis? Yeah, I'm from like St. Charles area,
yeah.
Bouncing around to St. Peter's and back.
I
don't have no story about it, but I don't know. I'm just like St. Charles, pretty
sure.
much. Yeah.
Yeah, and then starting at Fitz's, and then John.
Oh, and then and then, you know, just kind of. I did a few other places often. The Grove Deli was one.
Sure.
It's not there anymore. Or, well, the show's not there anymore. The deli's still there if you want to get a delicious sandwich. Go to the Grove Deli, but don't expect to see stand-up.
Right.
And did that, and then, like, I kind of, like, quit for a long time, and then I started again this year, like, back in, like, January. And I went to the Funny Bone. And then I got on, like, the first time I went there this year. And that's the first time I got on at the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
Ever. So, and I've been up there twice. But, that's not that great of a show.
It's,
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, yeah, I just pretty much go up to the Parrots on Wednesdays for the most part. Unless, here's the thing. I got a family. Which includes two kids.
Yeah.
I got the deluxe package.
Yeah.
And I, so I have to, I like to do that.
Yeah, so, I get it, man.
So I'm not, like, otherwise, yeah, like, it's pretty much just Parrots, because it's close.
Sure.
And once in a while I'll do Funny Bone, because it's also close.
Yeah, they opened up that 364 extension, so it helps, getting down there a lot faster.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I haven't made it up to Parrots yet, but I did talk with Andy on the show about him getting started over there at Parrots doing the open mic and stuff.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty cool time over there.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's
cool. It's it can be hit or miss as far as the audience, as far as like. I don't know, sometimes, most of the time, it seems like There's not a lot of reaction except from the comics.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's a good crowd there. But they're never, like, bad, bad. Except that one time when they were terrible. But other than that, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
There was one time... Yeah, there was one time, like, a month ago where these two older couples came in. And they were, like, together. They were all together. And it was, like, two guys and two girls. That's two couples. And two of the traditional couples. Not... I don't mean... Okay. So, like, they're older. They're probably in their 50s. And they were... Maybe 60s, actually. They were, the whole time, though, they were heckling everyone. And they were going, like, after each joke, basically, they'd be like, wow, that one wasn't very funny, like, doing that the whole time.
Sure.
Just ruining the show. And at one point, I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, well, one of the ladies kept taking calls. Like, people were calling her, and she kept going, like, hello, blah, blah, while people were trying to do stand-up. And Andy thought it would be funny... If after one of the comics, when he went up to the microphone, if I called him on his phone and he took the call, and we did that, but I started taking it too far because I do that, and I just started saying, like, you know, hey, I'm just a piece of shit that won't get off the phone. What's wrong? It's my turn. It's my time to talk. And then I don't know if he was happy with it, but it went on for like 5 minutes, and then.
Right.
I think the people were really mad. The four people that we're making fun of. But that was fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've been a part of some of those nights where, the heckles, and then but then the people get mad whenever the comics flashback.
Right.
And
but it's like a show.
Right.
Like... I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's like...
I mean, I get it, too. It's a bar, and you might just stumble in there thinking...
Sure.
But at the same time, there's a happy medium where you can just... If you're going to talk, just be real quiet and go to the back somewhere and do your thing, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there's a plug for Parrots on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, it's a very positive plug.
come be a part of the magic.
Yeah, it's an open mic, and it's free... And it's Wednesdays, and it's at 8 o'clock.
Right.
And it's funny, usually. It's usually pretty good.
Yeah. I want to say a quick thanks to Taco Bell for the Mariah Carey that was just playing.
Yeah.
Some good stuff.
I'm glad the kids are not here anymore.
Yeah.
They were screaming the entire time.
The screaming fans over here. They were going nuts.
Yeah. They got dragged out back. So... by the security.
Yeah, man. So,
I don't know.
Yeah. So you were telling me before we got started that you used to do podcasting
as well. I used to, and I kind of want to still, but I don't really... I just don't know what to do with it, and with the format, with the what to do. I mean, I get, like, not worrying about that, too, and just, like, hanging out with people and recording it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I totally get that. And I don't know, I just, it's another one of those things that, like, I go through moments where I'm like, oh, I really want to do that, but most of the time I don't think about it,
right.
And it doesn't cross my mind. But
yeah, it seems like just about almost every comic has a podcast, though.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think it's, I mean, I don't know. I love podcasting and what it is, and it just seems like it's a great way for comics, especially, though, to write all the time. You know, you're constantly being creative on the mic and everything, and then, you know, and if something, obviously, you know, if you're hanging out with a second or a third comedian and you're constantly working together, you know, thinking of funny things or whatever, and then eventually some might spark something a bit and things like that. So
exactly, and then you like make a video sketch of it or something. Yeah,
yeah.
Which there is a video sketch on YouTube of, you know, Stryker Spurlock.
Yeah, sure.
That's me and him and this guy Atlee Solomon, who used to be doing stand up like 4 years ago, and then he moved to Colorado. But it's called Dear Leader, I think we started a sketch group called Dear Leader. And then immediately disbanded after the first video. And the video was called Let's Play a Game. And it's... Tanner Galloway says it's the funniest thing he's ever seen. So you can go off Tanner Galloway's enthusing Is that a word? A review. Enthusiastic?
There you go.
Enthusing.
That sounds good.
That's not a word. Review. Review is a word.
Yeah. Heard that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a solid endorsement right there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, but anyway, so I'm on Spotify, and yeah, so I do like, I do a lot of music under different names and stuff, and with different people, but like way too many different project names, even though there doesn't need to be that unnecessary. And so there's like a bunch of stuff on Spotify and iTunes and stuff, but what was it? I was going to say, though, there's like a website you can go to that I'm going to plug in a strange way because they have a referral code. And so basically this website is called Root Note, like R-O-U-T-E, not like R-O-O-T.
Okay.
So it's like Root Note. Note is still standard spelling on that, N-O-T-E, not some alternate way to spell note
right. That
I've never heard. But anyway, there's this, so what it is like it's a third-party website, and they, if you, you just upload your music to them, and it's easy, and it's, like, very user-friendly, and what they do is they distribute it to, like, iTunes, Spotify, and, like, 12 other sites that I've never heard of, and they keep, like, a portion of the profits, like, a very, like, 15%, and, so, but it's good for, like, if you're not going to do anything anyway, like, if you're just putting music out there anyway, you might as well. And because I was trying to do some sites, and it was, like, a kind of a pain in the ass, so I went with Root Note, and, like, so now I got a bunch of stuff out there. And but my point is, oh, and then there's, like, a referral thing where, like, if someone signs up under you, you get a 2% of any of their profits, but it comes out of the 15% of Root Note's profits, not out of the 85% of your profits. This is very exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's, sign up for Root Note if you're a person that needs to put your music out there. And also, here it is, rootnote.com/referral/2F741787. Again, that's rootnote.com/referral/2F741787.
Yeah.
This is very exciting stuff.
Phones are lighting up.
Yeah,
man. That,
so I'm on Spotify.
You got a single.
Oh, there. I was going to say, I have a single?
Yeah, don't you have a single? Paper Plates?
Paper Plates is just a thing I made for a YouTube video one time. And I just called it that.
Right.
And that's one of the songs. It's instrumental. I listen to a lot of, like, Aphex Twin and stuff. And, like, Autechre. Stuff like that. But then I also listen to Tom Petty, so... But I don't know... Okay, so, like, the other thing... Yeah, so some of the bands and stuff, quote-unquote, that I have is Faith Hill No More, which is, it's me and my wife, Katie, and, one of the guys from Little Big Bangs, Ryan Macias, mm-hmm. And it's just us, and we make these, terrible songs, and, there's a song called Hot Dog that's really good. And it's catchy, but it's at the same time, like, we literally were writing it while we were recording it. So it's like a one-take song. And
right.
Yeah.
It's a great name, by the way.
Faith Hill No More?
Yeah.
Or Hot Dog?
Yeah.
Both.
Both, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Faith Hill No More, I wanted to start a band called that for, like, a really long time. And then I did.
We keep them in a bin.
Fine.
Right on the
check.
Hot dog, we got all kinds of dogs in here. Hot dog, hot dog, we got all kinds of dogs in here. The minute of the ride has sound the dogs. The minute of the ride has all the dogs. We got everything to Okay.
But we're also on Bandcamp, and there's a lot more of the Faith Hill No More stuff on Bandcamp. Pay What You Want or whatever. And because a lot of it's cover songs, and you can't... Oh, that's the other thing about this Root Note thing. You can't really upload, like, cover songs. It has to be, like, stuff that's legit, like, original stuff. You can't do, like, stuff that has, like, a bunch of samples in it or covers or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think that's just to make everything easier on the legal end of things. And, so there's a lot more on there. We do covers of the Beach Boys, Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin, Weezer.
Nice.
But yeah, it was just sitting around in the living room playing songs.
Right.
That's that. And then, but...
What do you play?
I play like guitar and bass and keyboards, but I also just like do a lot of stuff on my computer. Like I just make like get weird noises going and loops and stuff, and
right.
That's like a lot of it. But I really like the band Ween.
Sure,
it's probably my favorite band.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot about Ween, but I did. My friends Sean Cannon. He plays with Schwag, some other local groups, Falling Fences and stuff, but he does these Wednesday nights at Broadway Oyster Bar where he does a, picks a set of, a different group every Wednesday night, or sometimes it's just a theme, like he did a country night, trucker country night.
Right.
But, and then he gets like these, essentially an all-star lineup of St. Louis musicians to come join him and to perform it, so... A while back, he did Ween, and he got Free Rider of the Free Rider Family Band to sing a lot of the songs, because he's a huge Ween fan as well. And they, it was really cool. Like it was, I mean, I didn't really know any of the songs, but it sounded good, and they right. and they had a lot of really cool lights and stuff going on. So,
yeah, Ween's pretty good. I feel like the way Frankie Chubb is about Fish. That's kind of the way I am about Ween.
He definitely loves
I heard
Fish.
That one where that's literally all he talked about the entire time.
Yeah, he came on and told me he talked about Fish for an hour.
Right. And that's all like, it was.
And I loved it. I was, I was like, can I have another one, please?
Right.
Have another hour. Let's go.
Another hour of Fish talk?
Well, he brought me on a mixed CD, too, of like his favorite Fish songs for me to listen to, and
I should have did that with the Ween.
It was really bad, though. Like, it was rough, man. I don't know.
So you don't
well,
like...
And what's,
you're not
well,
converted?
No. Well, and what was funny about that is, like, he literally, like, maybe about half of that show, he talked about the song,
Tweezer or something like that?
Fluffnutter? Yeah. He was telling me about how great that song is and stuff.
Sounds like a Fish song.
And then he forgot to put it on the mix CD, so, like...
Right.
I mean, he was really selling the song, and then he didn't even put it on a CD.
Yeah.
So. But I don't know. Like, I tried to listen, and it sounds like six bands are playing like six songs at once. You know, it's like it's just like
so everyone's doing it solo. At
yeah.
The same time.
And I was just like, it's very confusing for me.
So, guys, check out Fluffnutter by Fish.
Yeah. I mean, if you learn anything from this podcast,
look for Fluffnutter. Yeah. That will be the name of my next project, Fluffnutter.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to spell it Phluphnutter. That's definitely going to happen. Like,
yes.
Nothing about that's a lie. It's upsetting, but, the truth is hard to swallow sometimes.
For sure.
Tell them we're going to make a video for Hot Dog.
I'm going to make a video for Hot Dog, I just found out.
You already said you're going to do that like a million times.
I know, I'm going to make a video for Faith Hill No More Hot Dog. At some point. I bought a GoPro this year, and I've used it a few times, but they're fun because you can just, like, dunk them underwater, and
sure.
They just, and whatever, you know? And then I want to make music videos. That's kind of the new thing I want to do. And do you know the Mussy Clubs?
Do not.
They're another, like, they're a strange local band that does, like, heavily Ween-inspired. Does a lot of just, like, noise rock kind of stuff. And, I'm kind of involved with them, too, as far as, like, I'll play with them sometimes at shows and do extra noise stuff.
I just want to, that's to be the next, the album title, Heavily Ween-inspired.
Yeah, exactly. So. By Fluffnutter.
Yeah.
But that, yes, I might do that. But, I don't know what my point is. Yeah, I want to do... I want to do so much stuff, but... I kind of like... I want to do stuff on certain days.
Sure.
And then half the time I don't want to do it at all.
Yeah.
That's all I got. As far as that.
That's, I started the show with my buddy Chris, and that's a lot how he is. Like, he's very creative, you know, with video and music and just, you know, he does a lot of different things, and he has, and he just gets, like, moments of, you know, inspiration.
Right.
And he gets out, wants to get out and create and do something, you know, even a podcast was a part of that. Like, you know, he said, put it on Facebook, anybody want to start a podcast? And that, he'd done a couple other things. And so anyway, that's when I started. I was like, hey, man, I'll do it with you. And we'll talk music and comedy. And we made a good run at it. And this was probably the longest he'd ever stuck with anything. Because usually, you know, he's like, does one episode and then that's about it. And
So that's kind of how I am, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think that's what's fun about that, you know, especially just today, like with having all the technology that we have at where you can
do, you can do a bunch of crazy stuff and get it on Spotify.
Sure.
Like, and it's so weird because, like, I don't know, I just remember, like, when I was even in high school, it was like, if you wanted people to hear your music other than just playing it for them, like in front of them, it had to be like a cassette tape, or if you're lucky, a burned CD. Because at that time, it was kind of hard to get that kind of technology even, the burning the CD thing.
Right.
And then that was it. And now it's just, like, super easy just to, like, show anyone in the world. Like, here's what I made. Some dumb thing.
Yeah.
So. It's really funny. Like, I was talking to my friend Jenny. And she's like, saying her husband has a band. And I was like, oh, they got a CD? And then right away, I was like... That's just dumb to say that, because that's not how it is anymore. You know, just like,
well, you can still have a CD.
I mean, yeah, but that's not like how people have their music. They just put it on iTunes. They're just putting it on the internet.
It's easier, definitely.
Right.
Because you don't have to, like, produce anything physically.
Yeah.
It's just out there, and then you're done. And then you just wait for the money to roll in.
I'd say, hey, that's what I'm waiting for, that sweet podcast money.
Yeah.
Is the money rolling in, Alan?
No.
How many of those paper plate singles?
They're flying off the shelves like paper plates.
But you get paid per listen.
On Spotify,
right?
Yeah. That's how Spotify works. You get... Well, if the person... I actually know this. If the person... if the person has a premium Spotify account, you get a half a cent per play. And then if they have a free account, you get an eighth of a cent per play. So if they listen to 80 of your tracks and they have the free version, you get 1 cent.
Nice.
If they listen to 2 of your tracks and they have the premium version, you get 1 cent.
So how much have you made so far?
I don't know yet. Because on RootNote also, it's apparently the way, from what I read, because it's taking information from like 12 different music sites. And what it is the middle of the third month from when you upload something is when you find out any information about how it's doing. And I started it like a month and a half ago. So I'm still a ways away from learning anything about how anything's doing.
Right.
But it's also a thing where you can't cash out until you hit $50.
Sure.
Because it's just to keep their PayPal fees at a minimum.
Yeah.
So it's not constantly like cash out.
Yeah, YouTube's the same way. You have to...
Have a minimum?
I don't know if it's 25 or whatever it is. But if you start getting... residuals off your video, you get so many hits and stuff, like they only mail you a check every so often whenever you hit a certain dollar amount and stuff, so
right. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten to that level yet. I don't make anything off my YouTube or my
or the podcast.
Yeah.
But you're selling shirts, right? You got shirts?
I did
Did you?
Well, I did like a one time run of shirts, like a did like a pre-order type of deal.
Yeah.
So anybody that wanted to know, I paid $15 or whatever, and then I went and bought them all. And so yeah, I hopefully I'll be able to get more of that going, like an online store of some sort. I don't know, it's a lot of work for shirts and stuff, like especially that way, like, it just, I don't know, I'd like to do one-offs, if I could just do that. Like, people go on there and just order themselves, and then they just ships right to them instead of me having to...
Right. That's all I want out of life, really, is to just, like, make a bunch of stupid stuff, put it out there, and then be done with it.
Right.
And then not have to worry about it. Like, that's the other thing about, like, music and stuff. Like, I don't like... I get bored of stuff so easy that I could never, like, be in a band and, like, be playing the same songs all the time and practicing all the time. I would just literally lose my mind.
Yeah.
Because it's only fun to me if it's pretty spontaneous for the most part. I mean, there can be a little bit of practice just to, like, learn a song or something or whatever, or write a song, but then, like, I kind of want to be done with it once it's recorded. I just want to, like, move on to something else and not worry about it anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's what I think about, like... You know, you look at, like, Paul McCartney or the Rolling Stones and stuff, and these guys are singing these songs for, like, 50 years now, and it's like...
It's absurd. It's insane.
They probably just hate it.
They probably just hate it.
They're probably just so sick.
Yeah. They seem miserable.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can handle that.
But. I think it's weird, because, like, my other favorite thing is, as far as music, is Weird Al has always been my favorite...
Yeah.
Like, recording artist of all time. And I think he's the best one there is so far. But it is kind of weird, too, because, like, he wouldn't exist without anyone else. So
sure.
It's kind of a weird catch-22 there.
Yeah.
But I kind of think about, like, because he started recording music and stuff, like, the year I was born, like, 1982. Well, I mean, a little before that, but, like, officially, you know, on a record label.
Yeah.
And in touring, and he's been doing that my entire life.
Right.
And I'm like, how many times, like, I don't know, I guess you'd never get sick of singing Eat It, though, you know? Like, that would be always great.
Sure.
For your whole life.
He was just on Stern's show a little bit ago, and it was like, one of my favorite interviews, just, so it was really something special with those two hanging out, talking together and stuff,
yeah.
And I thought it was funny, too, is like, they shared some, you know, online, but they shared a picture of the two of them, like, you know, like, this is proof we're not the same person,
right.
And stuff, because they had, like...
I saw that picture,
very similar hair and things.
Yeah, him and, like, Kenny G.
Yeah.
And Howard Stern. I think that's it.
All right. But they, it was a great interview, but you ever heard that Brian Posehn story about Weird Al?
No.
I heard him on, like, Conan one time. He was telling...
Actually, I think I did, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah, but Posehn was, like, saying he was having a baby at a time, and he was, like, trying to figure out how he was going to introduce his kid to Weird Al.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
He's like, I don't know if I should just teach him all the original songs, and then he can appreciate Weird Al, or just introduce him to Weird Al first, and then someday he's at a high school dance, and, like, who's this guy ruining Eat It? You know, it's like,
exactly.
And
that's kind of what we've done with our kids.
Yeah,
like,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
They just know, like, all these Weird Al songs. And then they'll hear, like, we'll be driving around, and they'll hear, like, I Want a New Drug on the radio, and they're like, this isn't about a duck.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And I'm like, well, you know. But I think they get the concept, though, that that's what he does. So that doesn't surprise them anymore when they do hear an original. They're like, is this the original of something Weird Al?
Yeah, but at first they'd be like, is that Weird Al song thing?
But they say that at first until the lyrics start, and then they go, wait a minute, something is awry.
Yeah.
That's not Weird Al at all.
What's their favorite Weird Al?
Oh, man. They used to love Hardware Store a lot.
Yeah.
They would put that on repeat, and that's a good one.
Albuquerque.
I like that one. Yeah, I don't know what, as of late, they've been listening to as far as Weird Al. I don't know if they even... Well, the last album he put out, they just, like, played the crap out of that. They really liked Handy.
Yeah.
And, the polka, they love all the polka songs, even though that's a really weird one to love when you don't know any of those songs. It's just like some upbeat polka song with a bunch of lyrics. I don't know.
Yeah, but it is crazy that guy, like, one, has stayed relevant for, 30-something years.
But it kind of makes sense, too, though, because if he's, you know what I mean? Like, if he's parroting what's relevant, then of course...
You look at how many other parody artists have... You know, disappeared, though. I mean, he's in a league of his own, you know, doing this at that caliber and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of people put out something funny once, and then that's it. And, like, you know, it's hard to stay still providing something that's fun to listen to for 30-something years.
Exactly.
Regardless of who you are, even, but especially as a parody
Right.
But he's, and then of course, actually getting commercial success out of it too. Like he was winning
awards.
Grammy and stuff. And then I think he actually was Billboard charted on them with the new record and stuff.
I think it was number one for a little bit. Number one album.
So that's crazy for, a comedy record to do that. Blurred Lines parody he did.
Word Crimes?
Yeah, Word Crimes. Yeah. That was pretty good.
With the video and everything.
I thought that was a very good idea what he did, too. Like, he did, 12 videos on 12 different, sites. He did Funny or Die and Cracked or whatever. Yeah. And
that's a good way to, YouTube cross-promote, stuff, too, everything. Yeah.
So I thought that was a really smart idea to spread out the videos all over the internet.
I heard he's coming out with next summer. It's a full box set, digitally remastered of all of his entire career, and it's coming. It comes. I think it's on vinyl. Like, I think the box is vinyl plus CDs plus digital, and it comes in a replica of his accordion. So you open it up, and it's got all the vinyls in it, in a row, and it's all remastered, and there's rarities and stuff. I'm probably gonna buy that. Regardless of price.
That'll be on my Christmas list.
It'll be $2,700 or something like that.
You ever get to see him live at all?
Yeah, I've seen him a bunch. I see him pretty much every time he comes through. We take the kids.
Yeah, the kids have seen him twice.
Kids have seen him quite a few times, and I've seen him. I think I first went in '93 or '94, right after Lollapalooza came out. I saw him at Six Flags.
Yeah.
And I went to both shows because there was an early show and a late show. We got tickets for both. So I went and saw Weird Al, watched him do his whole show, and then went and rode the Ninja twice, and then went and saw the exact same show. I was like, this is awesome. It was just a rerun from 1 hour ago.
Right.
But it was awesome. So
I saw him not too long ago at outside the Blue Note in Columbia.
Yeah.
And it was really... It was my first time, but it was really a lot of fun. Just especially for a stage show like that, where he's literally outfit changes every song, and so that's pretty crazy to see how fat the quick change like that.
Yeah, and he's old.
Yeah,
so it's more insane that he's late 50s.
He's
jumping around and
for sure.
The Marvel of Star Wars, stormtroopers come out at the end.
Yeah,
and. Was that at the show you heard?
I mean, I know he's done stuff, I don't think at that show, I don't recall him having Stormtroopers.
Well, I know he closes it out with his two, because he has two Star Wars songs.
Yeah.
And he does them back-to-back, and then he has, all the Stormtroopers and Darth Vader and stuff.
Yeah, Darth Vader's
all that.
Yeah.
They had, R2-D2 at the last one, didn't they?
Yeah, he's off to the side moving around.
Yeah.
doing his R2-D2 thing over there in the corner.
Yeah. That,
beeping and booping around.
I think the kids were really excited about that.
Oh, I know, My kids love Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're kids, I don't know.
Yeah, I never, I missed that one. I don't know. People, I got cousins that are, totally into it and stuff. I know, I missed the Star Wars stuff. I never got into that craze or...
Yeah, I think you gotta watch it
constantly when you're a kid, because your parents show it to you a lot, and then
you have parents
you're
kind that are
of
into, in, that's
into
the
it forever.
Yeah.
Because that's how it was with me.
Like my parents didn't
watch it all the time.
At all care about Star Wars, but I think we rented it once, maybe, and watched it, and I watched, half of it.
Sure. And I think, I think you have to have it at a certain time in your life, especially as a child, where your imagination's, a lot more running wild, and you see this crazy fantasy of space and all the, the characters that are involved in the story and stuff. But I mean, not that you couldn't do it as an adult, obviously. But I just think if that hits you at a right age and stuff, where you really connect with it and stuff. So I don't know.
Star Trek.
No, I never got into that one either. So
me neither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried watching them as an adult, because obviously everybody talked about them and things, but I still never got into them.
Yeah.
Just not for me.
Yeah, I've seen them all, but I don't know.
I think the reboot movies are really good, and they're coming out with another one.
Oh.
Star Trek.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah. The reboot movie of Star Wars was all right.
It wasn't a reboot. It was the next part of the saga.
Oh, okay. 4.2 or whatever.
He's saying it's a reboot.
Yeah. Well, you know, it follows the exact same plot pretty much, but yeah. So. They do all the same stuff, but it's cool.
What,
I'm kind of with George Lucas on that one.
Yeah.
With his opinion about 7 and how it's just the same as, like, the old ones or whatever. It's just the same, like, with new characters.
I think I saw a Honest Trailer. Do you watch those?
Yeah, I've seen some of those.
Yeah, I think they showed side-by-side footage of, you know, like, it's, like, a lot of the same, even same shots and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's almost like they were trying to do that because the three new ones were so bad.
Yeah.
They were probably, like, trying to be like, no, this is just like the old ones.
Yeah, right.
Just don't think of those.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they were bad,
because they wanted people to love it so much, you know.
They were bad, but, I mean, at least Jar Jar Binks, like, held up the, you know, like, at least he was there.
He kind of was a star, right?
Yeah, he's the best thing about Star Wars, obviously, is Jar Jar Binks. But, no, like, it is kind of funny because you can say about the new one, like, you can say to someone, hey, have you seen that one Star Wars where Han Solo and Chewie are in the Millennium Falcon and forever? And they're like, yeah, I saw that one, it's old. No, the new one. It's the same movie.
Right.
Yeah.
The same characters running around doing their thing.
Yeah.
Shooting space balls, and yeah, that's a movie
space
too.
Space balls.
I heard they're going to make a new one of those.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's called the. I think it's called the Quest for More Money.
Yeah,
which is perfect. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a huge Mel Brooks fan. He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
and I like all those. I have the box set with Young Frankenstein and Robin Hood Men in Tights and.
Oh my god, Robin Hood Men in Tights. Like, I think when it comes to Mel Brooks, like, my favorite ones of his are ones that aren't, like, the top ones that everyone talks about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Spaceballs and Men in Tights.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting Men in Tights exists, but it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, History of the World, and, I mean, he's just got so many greats. But, yeah, Young Frankenstein is one that, for me, like, just, Blazing Saddles, of course, too, is a. But those two, like, movies, like, there's so many lines that are just so great and quotable. And
I gotta go, for me, like, movies that, like, I've watched a million times and memorized, and Billy Madison, UHF, Ghostbusters, and probably some other movies. Yeah. Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sure. I watched. Man, when Tommy Boy hit HBO. Like, whatever, 96 or 97 or whatever that was. We had satellite, and we had HBO, like, east and west. And whatever. So, like, I'd watch it, like, you know, once on east, and then whatever, 2 hours later, be on west, or however, whatever worked, however that was. But I'd watch it, like, on repeat all that summer. That
right.
I watched it several times. And then somebody bought me, and my birthday came in June, and then, like, somebody bought me the VHS for my birthday, and so I, like, I probably watched Tommy Boy a couple hundred times, and
it's
still funny to me.
Yeah, that's one of the best.
I was talking about UHF on Stern, though, and I don't think I've ever actually watched it. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen parts of it or anything?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously I know it existed, but I never actually...
It's very, like, there's a lot of airplane-y stuff about it.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of humor. Just strange stuff going on, people running into stuff, I don't know.
Right.
But it's like, it's also, I don't know, it is unique to itself, I don't know, it's good.
Yeah.
It holds up.
You made us all watch it.
We went to the theater and watched it.
Oh yeah, we saw it in
like
the
2 years ago. They were playing it at
Shriners. What was it?
I don't know, it's some theater in St. Louis that plays like, where was that at even? Anyway, though, it doesn't matter.
Like Tivoli or something? Or?
No,
it wasn't Tivoli, but...
Isn't that called Shriners or something?
No! I don't know what it's called.
And, I don't know either now.
But it was cool. They had these, like... I don't know. It was cool. They had, like, lounging chairs.
Yeah.
That's the word.
And, they had, like, couches and stuff?
Yeah, couches, and it was just, you know, fun.
Nice.
It was, like, it was very audience yelling through the whole thing, the lines to the whole movie. So that kind like of
Rocky Horror.
It was like Rocky, but no one getting up and doing anything.
Give me your phone. I'm going to look it up. Because it's going to bother me.
All right.
Yep. And I'm sure everybody's on there at the screaming at their phones right now.
Pissed off.
Yeah, everyone that's only around here and knows what we're talking about at all. Some guy in Indiana is like, I can't help. Sorry.
Do you have any fans in Indiana?
I hope.
We will now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
This is a... Yeah. But,
going global.
It is kind of weird. I do want to... Okay, so, like, you know how my name is Alan P. Williams?
Yeah.
Well, I use my middle initial. I started doing that because... for fun. Just kind of for fun. Because, and also I like Paul F. Tompkins a lot. And I was like, I want to do that. Alan P. Williams. Put that in there. But then I found out a little later... And this is kind of strange, because, like... A little while later, I started getting into this sketch group called Women and watching all their YouTube videos and thought they were really funny. And then for fun, after that, one time I was on Facebook and I was looking for other people with my exact name and I was going to friend them just because it's weird. And so I was typing Alan Williams, and then a comedian from L.A. comes up and his name's Alan Strickland Williams. And it's spelled the same as me, like A-L-L-E-N. And... I was like, okay, so I friended him, and then I, like, watched some of his videos, and it's kind of the same type of humor that I do. It's one-liners, like, absurdist kind of one-liner stuff, and I was like, that's pretty weird, and so I messaged him, and I was like, you know, I was just like, hey, cool, like, that's weird, we have the same, like, first and last name, and I do stand-up, and I had videos online at the time. I don't know if I still, I don't even think I have any stand-up online anymore, but I have some SoundCloud stuff, but anyway... So, I showed him the video, and then he was like, oh, that's weird, yeah. And that was all I thought about it. But then I realized he's the one of the guys from the sketch group comedy, or from the sketch group Women. And I was like, that's... Because I've been watching him for a few years already at that point. And I was like, oh, you're that guy that I've been thought was funny for the last few years. So that I don't know what my point is.
So basically,
saying, use your middle name, because you probably have the same name as someone else doing the same thing you're doing.
And basically, you find yourself funny?
I find myself funny.
If you find him funny and you like...
Yes.
And you think...
Yeah.
You are similar.
Similar, yes. He has longer hair than me.
Right.
All right.
That's where we differ.
Moolah Theater and Lounge.
And he's successful.
Moolah.
Moolah.
Shout out to Moolah Theater.
Yeah. Time travel to their...
3821 Lindell Boulevard.
Time travel there... June 2014 and watch UHF.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good. Get your tickets.
Or go back to, what, 88 or something? Or
89. It opened the same weekend as Batman and one of the Indiana Jones, whichever. It was like a bad weekend to have a movie that's just a comedy.
Speaking of that, Batman. So I was on Lion last night. And I don't even know how I got to it, but I saw something. I was listening to About Last Night podcast. That's what. So I was listening to that, and then they got to talking about something, and then they about how like Nicolas Cage was supposed to be in the Superman movie.
Okay.
It never happened.
Right.
But they were talking about how like it was going to be. It should have been the most amazing thing ever to have Nicolas Cage as Superman. And it was going to be directed by Tim Burton right after Batman and all that. And it was written by Kevin Smith.
What?
Yeah. And
that was like before he really
did this much. Was like, you know, Clerks and Mallrats. This was supposed to be coming out like
mid-90s.
So they just kind of touched on it briefly. So I'm like, I've never heard anything about this. So I started doing a little, you know, Googling research and stuff. And there's another guy, like, he's actually in those, like, some different movie things, but, like, YouTube video series. And he like, crowdfunded through Kickstarter this entire, like, documentary. Like, he's, like, been obsessed with it since he ever heard about it. And, like, bought, like, anything related to, like, scripts and things that he can find. And then, like, so he already has, like, a huge amount of stuff.
Right.
But he wanted to, like, actually shoot a proper documentary and go and, like, interview all the people that were supposed to be involved in this and figure out why it never happened. And, you know, and so anyway, and then I put it on Facebook something about it because I thought it was like the craziest thing that this, you know, absurd idea of Nicolas Cage as Superman, and then like it never, and I think Sandra Bullock was supposed to be like a co-star. I was like, this just sounds like such a weird movie, and I wish I could have seen it. And then, but yeah, Kevin Smith, like one of those like evenings with Kevin Smith, things, he like told his whole like half an hour long story about how he came to be involved in it. Like, you know, he said he heard about it, that it was happening, you know, and then like he got to go meet with them, and they were like, yeah, would you like to read the script? And he's like, sure. And he read it, and he's like, yeah, it's crap, you know, and like, so, and they,
yeah, it's crap.
Yeah, and they told him, like, so then, like, well, what about, would you like to rewrite? And he's like, sure. And like, because he said, so he made the joke about, like, that, you know, somebody from Warner Brothers probably watched Mallrats and saw that scene where he has Brody and talking about the kryptonite condom, and he's like, man, this guy like knows a lot about Superman. We should have him write this movie and stuff. So, he.
But also had a lot of Batman references too.
Right. Yeah.
Side note.
Yeah. But he. So he. I guess he rewrote it. Wrote like a. And. But yeah, never saw the light of day. Never went into production and stuff. But.
So have you? Did you end up? But, like, is that documentary available?
Yeah, I guess it came out, like, last year or maybe 2014. But,
I kind of want to see that.
Yeah, I would like to go check it out, too. They have a website, and you can rent it through there. I'm sure it's probably on Netflix or something else, too, because, like, they wanted, like, $7 or something silly to rent it on their website, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like,
no. I'm not renting anything for $7.
Right. So, anyway, it's something like Superman, the movie that never happened, or something, whatever. Anyway, it's something along that in the title. But anyway, I just like something of that proportion, and I've never heard about it until now. I thought it was pretty crazy. So
yeah, but I like movies that are about movies.
Yeah,
like that one about what's the best worst movie about Troll 2.
Oh yeah,
you know that?
I don't know. And I mean, I know a little bit about Troll, but.
Yeah, there's a movie called Troll 2, and apparently it had nothing to do with the original Troll. They just threw that title on it to sell more of whatever. And there's a whole documentary about the making of that movie and what the people are up to now. And they're all like the main guy is like a dentist now, and he was just in that movie.
Yeah.
And apparently it's just like, it's just a really bad movie.
Halloween was kind of like that, like, you know, they had the original Michael Myers, and then they have that Halloween... three? I think it's three.
I don't know.
But anyway, they did a Halloween without Michael Myers. Like, it's like where it's part of the franchise, I guess. But it's like this one where mask company makes all these Halloween masks, and then like they flip a switch on Halloween, and like all the kids become like controlled by the.
Oh, weird.
Like, yeah. So like,
I feel like I would have seen that because I don't know that, but.
But it, I mean, it's not a great movie, but like, but it was just weird that they called it Halloween because, I mean, it takes place on Halloween, but it had nothing to do with the Michael Myers Halloweens, even though it's part of the same thing. But
and it's called Halloween 3, then 4.
So then after that, they went right back to the Michael Myers ones because...
Well, that's like the first two Friday the 13th, I think Jason's not on those, really. Right. I think it's his mom that kills everyone.
Yeah.
And at least in the first one, for sure. It's not him at all. He's dead.
Yeah,
the whole time.
Isn't Johnny Depp in the first one?
Maybe. I think that's Nightmare on Elm Street.
I think that's Nightmare.
Yeah, that's right.
Depp's in that, and then the second Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy doesn't kill anyone. It's him. It's some guy killing everyone.
Yeah,
I think he's controlled by Freddy or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
Yeah. There's a. I don't know. And even in Saw, like when they killed off Jigsaw, and then they had like some other. You know, there's other people doing...
Is this after 3? Because I made it through 3 of them.
Yeah.
You haven't seen any
and then
other
I bailed.
Other
well, you're not really missing much.
I bailed hard
after
3.
I think I only
3.
Saw up to 2.
All right. Spoiler alert. Jigsaw died, didn't it? So.
Okay.
Is that the guy with the...
He's supposed to be the guy doing all the killing and stuff. Yeah. Or, well, you know, I guess he never actually killed anybody. He puts them in...
Situations.
Yeah. So.
He puts them in sticky situations.
Right? Oh, man. You should write, like, a review.
It's a fun romp.
Well, cool, man. This has been a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for coming, hang out, and tell us some more about Root Note.
Root Note. Yeah. Oh, again, one more time, that referral code, rootnote.com/referral/2F741787.
Yeah. In case you missed it, rewind it and play it again.
Even if you didn't miss it, just isolate that audio and put it on a loop.
Right.
And just leave it on for at least a week.
Yeah, definitely.
Just turn that baby up.
I was listening to Stern one time a while back, and when Artie Lang was still on the show, and he was telling a story about these neighbors of his that he hated, and like he went on
vacation. Artie's neighbors?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, went on vacation, and he, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yes.
Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Yes.
That, like, the sing-along part of the chorus when it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, the famous
thing. Yeah, he already talked about he isolated that part into a loop.
Yeah.
You know, like, that just that 30-second hook and, like, looped it over and over.
Yeah.
And, like, cranked it on full blast in his apartment and left for on vacation.
Yeah. Wow. That's how you gotta do it. You gotta leave.
Yeah.
You can't just torture yourself.
So, he said he came home and his, door was kicked in and, cops, turned off his radio and stuff.
I'm sure, yeah.
But I just imagine, like, I wonder how long it takes you to listen to that before you're like,
It was probably, like, less than an hour. Yeah. It was probably, like, 40 minutes and then, because you know what I mean? Like, if you're just sitting there and you have to keep hearing it, you're just going to call the cops.
Right.
You're gonna go, that sucks.
That happened to me in a dorm room once. The dorm right next to us had something on, like, repeat for hours and hours.
Right.
And we didn't know what to do.
I mean,
I think we just let it go.
But I don't know. Like, it might
the
have been,
Frozen soundtrack?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you could listen to, like, I think I could handle it if it was like a full song for a little longer, but just that.
No.
It's just going to drive you insane.
And it probably didn't even. Oh, there it is. What were we doing? We were doing a different song.
I knew what you guys were talking about, though.
What were we talking about, though? I mean, what was the song? Because it was a different song
that I've heard. Oh, I don't know. I thought you were talking about that.
Anyway,
close enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, it.
I've done that once. I was mad at my roommate one time, and I. Well, we could lock our bedroom doors, and we had keys to our bedroom doors. So I turned on a loop of. I think it was something where there was a lot of silence, so it didn't really feel like a loop. Like it was something that would happen like once every minute, but it was just like a loud ass noise. So it would just feel like. It was like glass breaking or something, but I just turned it up really loud and just left for like to go to work.
Right. What did you do? Kick your door in?
No, nothing happened. I think he just left. I think he's like, I'm gonna go do something else. This is terrible.
I was gonna ask. I got these questions from some fans.
Oh, here we go. The Facebook.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of times you. Do the thing on Facebook, but then they don't get addressed ever.
Well, sometimes I forget about them.
Right.
Like I almost did.
Right.
And then sometimes they're not good. And then sometimes I try to get to them. But you got a couple questions here.
Yeah.
Shoot. Alan P. Williams writes in, I'm on Spotify?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I am. Thanks, Alan.
Yeah. And then Scott James writes in, let me ruin the surprise. Charlie Winfrey wants to know why you're so gay.
Well, because once you go gay, you know the old saying, right? Once you go gay, you never go back.
Yeah.
It's got that rhyme feel to it, like it should rhyme.
Is that something Charlie asks a lot, or?
I feel like that's just something Charlie asks a lot of anyone.
Yeah, he pretty much says it to about everybody.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't say that to you,
but he's the guy
then
that
I'd be
goes,
worried.
He's the guy that goes with Frankie to every fish show.
That's right. True. When is Frankie going to legally change the spelling of his first name to Pharankie? You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Let's ask him that.
Yeah. Let's ask him that. Instead of just throwing it out there and
And then John Vangoni, we mentioned, former host of the Pitts' open mic.
Yeah, now it's what, Ryan Dalton?
Yeah, John's passed on the torch to Ryan to carry on his legacy.
That's true.
So hopefully hopefully Ryan will grow his hair out and grow a beard.
Yeah.
So he writes
talking
in,
about tree cum.
Yeah.
Just steal all his jokes is what I'm saying. You should just go all out if he's going to do it.
He writes in, is this Zugu? I don't know how you say that.
Oh, is this Sugu? S-U-G-U?
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah, I saw that. And then he said, he'll know what it means.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
Well, normally what happens is someone on Facebook will be talking about a show coming up. And they'll say, is this Sugu? And that means show up, go up. Which means you show up, you go up, like an open mic.
Yeah.
And I'll always, even though I completely know what it means, I will always reply to that with, what does Sugu mean?
Yeah.
And I, like, if any time I see it, I just say, what does Sugu mean? And someone has to explain it to me, even though I completely know what it means.
Yeah.
It's just fun to do.
Sure.
So you Facebook is just literally repeating the same, for me anyway, it's just finding opportunities to say the same dumb, like, thing out of, like, five different things that I say.
All right.
So, that's all it is.
You're kind of like one of those, like, sound effects, but, you know, where you got, like...
Or, like, a doll upholstering
catchphrase.
Right,
yeah.
So, it's just, I'm on Spotify. Oh, actually...
Somebody poisoned the water hole!
Yeah.
There's a snake in my book.
Yeah. There's a face in my book.
There you go. Just make them, like, horrible faces.
And now that I think about it, though, what was the name of that band I said I was going to start?
Fluffernutter.
Fluffnutter? I think it was Fluffnutter.
Yeah.
Fluffnutter, and each track on the album is just going to be this dumb stuff I say on Facebook all the time.
Nice.
It's going to be the names. So there's going to be Is This It Fitz's? Is going to be track 3. I'm on Spotify will be track 1, obviously. You got to lead off with that.
Can you name it heavily inspired by Ween?
I thought it was Ween inspired.
Oh, Ween inspired?
Something. What was it? Ween inspired album?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Ween inspired album. It's terrible.
All right. Well, they can follow you. We got Facebook and
I'm on
Twitter.
I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and you can follow me on Snapchat even.
Yeah.
That's one. It's always just Alan P. Williams.
And of course, Spotify.
And Spotify.
And you want to listen there?
You should do that one. I get paid for that. So
yeah.
Eventually.
Especially just put it on repeat and loop it for the weekend.
Yeah, and lock your doors and leave your house.
We're going to get like 8 cents, I mean.
Yeah, so I'm going to be rolling at it.
It's going to pay for some more to this Taco Bell next time.
That's right.
But yeah, thanks so much for hanging out. Thanks to Taco Bell for proud sponsor of the Rock Paper Podcast.
Thank you, Taco Bell.
Thank you for your delicious goodness, your cheesy, beefy... crunchies, whatever, everything. That's pretty much everything. Named
that
everything.
You covered all of the menu.
Everything's just cheesy.
Cheesy,
beefy
crunchies.
Yeah, that's
oh,
my God.
That's one of my favorite Jim Gaffigan jokes is...
the Mexican food?
Tortilla, meat, and vegetables.
Yeah. Tortilla, meat, and cheese. What are you?
Tortilla, meat, and cheese.
What's a tostado?
Yeah.
Tortilla, meat, and cheese.
Yeah. All right.
All
thanks,
right,
buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And now... Things That I Had Thought Of with Alan P. Williams.
If you think it's uncomfortable to walk in on your parents having sex, try walking in on your parents having sex with a rock in your shoe.